6:25, Wake Up Kenosha, Monday morning. Bill and Pete joining us now. State Senator Bob Wirch is here. Bob, good morning.
Hey, good morning, Bill. Thanks for having me on your show.
Hope you had a good Thanksgiving weekend, sir. Celebrated heartily and packed down some calories. I hope you did anyway.
Oh, yeah. It was great food, and we have a lot to be thankful for in this country.
You know, it's been a crappy year. I don't think anybody can deny that, Bob. But yeah, still plenty to be thankful for. But before we get down to any and all business, you know, Bob, we always do the plug, sir.
Buy American, buy local, whenever possible.
Woohoo! Especially this time of the year, but, well, all year long, do that. All right, Bob, post-Thanksgiving, what's on your agenda here this morning, sir?
Well, I want to remind people tomorrow, December 1st, is Giving Tuesday, a day to do good and help others, and especially with this pandemic. Now, speaking of pandemic, let's talk a little about health care coverage this morning. Medicaid expansion was recently approved by voters in two very red Republican states, Missouri and Oklahoma. The people voted for expanded health care coverage. Unfortunately, Republican legislators have said no to Medicaid expansion in Wisconsin. Thousands more people in Racine and Kenosha could have Medicaid coverage. This is especially important in a COVID pandemic. Now, the Affordable Care Act, or what most people call Obamacare, is currently before the U.S. Supreme Court. Republicans are behind the effort to end Obamacare. If the law is overturned by the court, 20 million people could lose their health insurance. Now, 12 million out of that 20 million are covered through the Medicaid expansion. 11 million have private coverage through taxpayer-subsidized markets, like something called healthcare.gov. ACA Obamacare did away with pre-existing conditions, the problem for coverage. I remember before Obamacare, and Obamacare has been around about 10 years, a local Kenosha businessman came to my office, and he was very angry. He said, "I paid my health insurance premiums every month. My wife got sick, and the insurance company said no coverage for pre-existing conditions." So I always remember that story. But COVID-19 would become the newest pre-existing condition out there. Before ACA, insurance companies charged females, women, more with higher premiums. We don't want to go back to those times. So repealing the ACA would mean return also of the donut hole. Remember people complaining about the donut hole in Medicare? This coverage gap was very unpopular with seniors. So if the Supreme Court runs, you know, gets rid of ACA, back to the donut hole. Also, Obamacare covers young adults till age of 26. That would be gone. So the Republicans say they have a plan to replace Obamacare, but they've never given details.
Well, I know that Donald Trump gave Leslie Stahl a big folder on 16 Minutes that supposedly had the health plan in it. I don't know whatever became of that. I think she has it up on her Christmas display this year. I don't know.
Former Republican Speaker John Boehner, in retirement, finally admitted the Republicans never had a plan to replace Obamacare. Why are they pushing it? Because they have higher taxes on the rich to help pay for Obamacare. So this would be a tax cut for the rich if it's thrown out.
All right. State Senator Bob Wirch, if folks have questions, comments, want to bend your ear a little bit, how do they get a hold of you, sir?
694-7379. Got a problem? Give us a call.
He's State Senator Bob Wirch. Bob, thanks as always. Have a terrific week, sir.
Hey, thanks for having me on.